we see? That's the question. Do we see, especially do we see what really matters to God, or do we only see what we want to see? We think there's several stories here in a row in this part of the Gospel of Luke that are dealing with this. We can start off with the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector who go into the temple, and the Pharisee says, "Oh, thank you, God, for not making me like the rest of sinful humanity. I do all of these things, and I'm so grateful that I'm not like this awful tax collector over here." And the tax collector goes and stands at a distance and prays, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus says, that's the one who goes home justified, not the Pharisee. Because the Pharisee does not see, he does not understand what really matters to God. We move on to the story of people who are bringing crowds of children to Jesus. And others who are around Jesus, it says, they rebuke them for doing so. They say, you can't, rebuke is a very specific word. It's like, get behind me, Satan, right? Like, this is demonic, this is terrible, this is bad. And so these folks are trying to bring crowds of children to Jesus. They are being rebuked, and Jesus says, stop doing that, right? The kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these. You think you are doing something good and right, but you do not see what really matters to God. You do not see what really matters in the kingdom of heaven. You have the story of the rich official who comes to Jesus and says, Lord, what must I do to be saved? And Jesus says, you know, follow the commandments. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself. The rich official says, well, all these things I have done. What else do I have to do? Jesus says, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have, give it to the poor, and then come follow me. And then we were told the rich man walks away sad because he has many possessions, because he does not see what matters to God. He does not see how God is inviting him into that life, into following him. Then we end up with this story of the blind beggar who hears that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by and starts calling out for him. And what happens? The people rebuke him. Silence, you have a demon within you. You cannot be speaking like this. Jesus asks, okay, well, what's going on? What's happening here? And then they say, well, is this blind guy, you know, he must be possessed or something. He's trying to bother us, whatever. We're sending him away. He says, bring him here. Because the crowd, you know, they have their sight. They do not see what matters to Jesus, which is about bringing people together into the kingdom. It is about not excluding people, not saying to ourselves, this person is not worthy of the kingdom. This tax collector is not worthy of the kingdom. These children, they are not good enough to be here. My possessions, they are the things that matter, you know, so if I have to give those up, well, that's not going to work for me. Oh, this blind guy, forget it, he's bothering us. We do not see what matters to God. This continues in the next chapter here, and then we have that story of Zacchaeus. The whole crowd in Jericho, I don't like this guy. He's the chief tax collector, but he is trying to see who Jesus is. So he climbs this tree, he does all these things, and because Jesus recognizes here is somebody now who can understand what matters to God, that it's not about exclusion, that it's not about saying this person is not worthy, you cannot be here, we have nothing to say to you, we're going to have nothing to do with you, says Zacchaeus, I'm going to stay at your house today. And the people grumble, right? How can this man go to stay at the house of a sinner? Doesn't he know who this is? Do we see what matters to God? Do we see what matters to God? That's the question that's very prevalent here in this part of the gospel, and so it's the question for us. And then our answer, if we can recognize that we do not always see what matters to God, there's the opportunity for healing. When we have this great confidence, no, I know everything. I know exactly what I should be doing at all times. I'm always sure that, no, this person can't be here. That person can't be here. If we have that kind of confidence, then we are blind. But if we ask the Lord, please, Lord, I want to see. I want to see what matters to you. I want to see who matters to you. And I want to love them as you love them. Now we can be healed. First, we recognize our own blindness. We turn to the Lord. We ask for that healing. And he will help us see. It may not be the thing that we thought we were going to see, but God will help us to see.